How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Burger King. Look, story. let's face it. Burger King, they're good people doing the Lord's work.
Mm-hmm. I like Burger King.
Yeah.
It's Whopper with cheese.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Burger King had to drop an ad where somebody's eating a burger with chopsticks.
Okay. Why?
Because it sparked criticism on social media. They showed a video clip of Diners trying to eat its new Vietnamese sweet chili tender crisp burger with large red chopsticks. Well, social media users went crazy and said it was culturally insensitive and plays to stereotypes. It included the caption, "Take your taste buds all the way to Ho Chi Minh City."
What's wrong with that? I don't see anything wrong with this at all. And guess what they use to eat in Vietnam?
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
And I hear Ho Chi Minh City is very nice this time of year.
It's a Vietnamese inspired burger. So I think why not have a play on it, right?
And it's something I'm sure it's funny, right? So it's watching people trying to struggle to eat this thing. Like it's silly. You know, you obviously don't eat, a burger with chopsticks.
What are we doing right now?
It's crazy. The culture is so out of control.
I don't get it. This bothers me. Look, there's so much real racism in the world. Don't water it down by picking on...
Is there that much? Because if we're picking at stuff like this, then, I mean, maybe there's not that much anymore. Well,
focus on the real issues, not with a damn commercial about a Vietnamese... By the way, I want to eat this hamburger.
That sounds good. Yeah.
As a fat person,
that's
what I gathered. 85% of what I absorbed from this wasn't my anger over hypersensitivity. It was... How do I get my hands on a Vietnamese sweet chili tender crisp burger?
Well, there's Burger King on the way home.
Daddy wanted it in his mouthy. Yeah, I want his mouth hole. Yeah, Dad, likey, likey. did they release it already? I need it.
I mean, if they're doing ads, they're probably already. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh,
probably out there right now.
Filthy, filthy bitches.
I haven't seen this on their menu yet. It might have been like newly released, and then this ad maybe spoiled it for everybody.
I would like to know if people really find it offensive. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We talk about this all the time. We talk about what was the motive behind the ad? Were they trying to offend people, or were they just trying to advertise a burger and make it fun? You know, nobody looks at like the impetus. Nobody looks at like why something is being done or why something is being said. They just want to be offended. And anybody who's offended by a Vietnamese burger and people trying to pick it up with chopsticks, you're reaching so
that is,
far.
That is a reach.
I want to see the ad, but I can almost guarantee you it's not really.
We're not going to find it offensive. It's gone.
Yeah, they already took it. I mean, I'm sure you can find it on YouTube or something. It never really leaves the internet.
Right, I guess. But the thing is, I guarantee this is such a small minority of people. Like, just a very small
fraction.
Well,
that's all you need now is a tiny group of people to form, and then they get upset about something, and, you know, people just, they panic and go, all right, we'll just get rid of it. Forget it. And then that's it.
I mean, there's real...
Shut up.
I've seen real, like, outrage of, you know, for things where I go, yeah, that was a bad decision by that company. Mm-hmm. I kind of get it. But the Burger
King
commercial.
Think of one? I can't think of any where I've been like, that's crazy that company did that.
Well, not lately, but back in the day. I remember back in the 80s, you know, people were a lot more lenient.
Everybody was on cocaine. I mean, nobody knew what they were doing.
It is true.
They were getting drunk at work.
Well, there's another one. We have two stories, actually. And this one is out of the UK, and it's all about Easter ducks.
Aw.
Yeah.
I love that.
By the way, peeps, Overrated.
They're disgusting.
I've never liked them. I don't like the flavor of them. Yeah. I don't like the hype around them. And Dunkin' Donuts, I love you, Dunkin' Donuts, but I ain't drinking your goddamn peep latte. They have a peep latte.
It's so gross.
It's just coffee sugar, with marshmallow in it.
But just gross amounts of sugar and marshmallow. Yeah.
Well, marshmallow sugar, right? And then granulated sugar on top of sugar.
There's a certain flavor of the sugar, the marshmallow. I don't know what it's a toastiness or something. I don't know. But to me, it just, if you have a peeps flavored coffee, it's like, hey, would you like me to this is what diabetes tastes like. Mm-hmm. Here you go, drink it up, fatso.
Are peeps the candy corn of Easter?
I like candy corn though.
I mean I don't mind candy corn, but
candy corn
it's not my
small
favorite.
Amounts I wouldn't eat a whole bag of it. I'd eat like three
if
of them.
If somebody's got some peeps on Easter, even though I'm going to be like,
gross.
Oh, crap.
I won't even try.
I don't like them, man. Really? I don't like the texture of them. I don't like that. You're eating that hard glitter outside.
Yeah.
You know, like, the inside is just, the payoff is a mediocre marshmallow. Mm-hmm. Now, what I have done is I have skewered peeps and put them over an open flame and toasted those bitches up.
That's probably pretty good.
Because that's how marshmallows should be eaten. They should be toasted every single time. And you don't have to be camping. Toast them in your house. Who cares? Yeah. Find some fire, idiot. Cavemen could toast marshmallows.
You're so
we could big do it.
Later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just put toast those up, man.
Like, much like a drug addict will heat up their heroin, a fat person should be able to toast a marshmallow in a pinch.
No issue. I think you can even do it over your burner, right, on your stovetop?
Wouldn't it be funny if there was like a obese version of a crack house where you just walk into like this trap house and it's just a bunch of fat people over like a
roasting hot dogs.
You just have like a pit fire going and they're just eating marshmallows and hot dogs and they're just shaking. They're just shaking, sitting there like, ow.
Their blood sugar's spiking.
Ow.
Okay.
Ow.
So I was trying to look for the video and two b-holes have actually tweeted out the video for us.
Boom! That's how they work.
Yeah, it's not, I don't think it's the actual video, but it's a story with clips of the video in it. So
that's all we need.
Yeah, I'm going to post that on the Johnny B Show page right
Perfect.
Now.
Perfect. So I love
thanks, Tommy Clemens. Thanks, Cruz and Rob.
The b-holes end up being some of the best off-air producers. Like, we say something, and boom, it hits social media immediately. So there's a trio of Easter ducklings, and there's a grocery chain that is having to pull them because one of the ducklings is two of them are, they're chocolate, right?
I think they're all chocolate.
Yeah, they
right?
are all chocolate, but
they're
one
just
of,
like different
one
ones
of,
white
they're different
chocolate.
Shades of chocolate. There's a yellow chocolate one, there's a milk chocolate one, and there's a dark chocolate one.
Yeah.
Well, they all have names. Well, Fluffy, Crispy, and Ugly. So I think they're just giving them cute names. Well, the ugly one, the darker one, has like splatter on it too, like little pink splatter, like they made a mistake with the coloring of it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's outrage because the dark chocolate one is called Ugly.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I mean, I see what they're doing here, but come on, man.
But the other one, like, I would see if maybe the other, because the other one's like yellow, or it's like a white chocolate or something
right.
like that. So if the other dark one was maybe like ass wipe or something like that.
But the yellow one,
defensive.
The yellow one is like the inside of it. I'm guessing is kind
of
like
probably like a crisp of some kind.
Yeah, like a Rice
Krispies.
What
is that? A cracker reference? What the hell?
Crispy.
Maybe this thing is racist.
Crispy ass cracker.
But they're getting everybody
duckling.
In there. Yeah.
Crispy ass.
It's ridiculous. This is just ridiculous. And then when these companies do that, I saw that this one, the lady who complained had 148 Twitter followers.
Yeah, and they pulled it.
And they were just like, okay, all right, sorry.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Ah. Remember back in the day when somebody? I can't imagine 10 years ago, someone walking into the store and be like, hey, this thing's racist. I think the store would be like, well, what do you want me to do about
Shut
it?
Up, man. It's tasty.
You write a letter.
Take a bite of Ugly, and you're going to change your mind. It's, it's actually
delicious.
Pretty phenomenal. Yeah.
And and it's kind of playing off the ugly duckling story,
no, I know.
Right? Which
I know.
The ugly duckling turns into a beautiful swan at the end.
I don't think anybody making these chocolate ducks was like, dude, if we can sneak in a racist duck, we're going to make so much money. We're going to make so much money.
Yeah.
Don't
Dog
even
whistle
get it.
To the,
oh, we yeah. need to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's think about how many more white people will buy our ducks if they know we took a little stabby poo.
It's so dumb.
Relax,
man.
Folks.
I hate this crap.
Relax, people. Just enjoy your life, man. Tuesdays with Maury, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
We're spinning around. We're circling the sun. Like, we're just over and over again. And you got too little of life to be worried about ducks and stupid Burger King commercials. Can we relax?
That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody talks about how bad it is, but I think if people are worried about this kind of stuff, it's really not that bad out there. I mean, I know I only have my anecdotal eyes, you know, yeah. and experience here, but sorry, I go outside in the world, and it's just not that bad out there.
I don't think it's as bad as people think it is either.
People on the internet, anyways. I think most people are like, yeah, it's cool. Like,
I hope
only
so.
A small percentage of dumbasses on Twitter.
I hope we get to a place. I hope we shift gears. I hope the hypersensitivity actually creates more of an open, like an open conversation where people can go, look, we need to relax. Like, we're too uptight. Let's all smoke some weed. It's legal almost everywhere now. Let's all get high. Let's have a beverage.
Let's have an ugly duckling chocolate together.
Dude!
Yeah.
And relax.
Hell yeah. Let's
yeah.
party.
Well, remember back in the 80s when everybody just bought each other a Coke
and
kept it company? Coke. Jesus Christ! No!
But they got it I mean, from that lovemaking.
Look, if Twitter was around in the 80s, AIDS would be trending every day.
Why?
Okay, I'm just
Why?
Saying. It was a thing.
No.
It's not that big of a deal now, but back then.
What are you talking about? It's
30 years ago.
It's a deadly disease.
People died
all
the time.
You don't die from it now.
You know?
You take that cocktail and it's almost not in your
the
blood.
The thoughts of Ryan Adams and Will Koontz do not reflect those of Johnny Bell or Cox Media Group Tampa or anything to do with the Johnny B Show. Please do not listen to them. They are just trying to make jokes and I don't agree. If you are a victim of a deadly terminal disease, it is not funny. Sorry, AIDS victims. Ryan Adams is a piece of crap.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.